Good morning. My name is Pastor David Keener, and today is Thursday, December 14th. Today's scripture reading is from Psalm 126. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy." Restore our fortune, Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. December 14th is also the day that we celebrate the feast of St. John of the Cross, a 16th century mystic monk and reformer. St. John was prolific in his writing, but is probably best known for a poem, The Dark Night of the Soul. In this treatise on the poem, St. John describes this dark night as a time in our faith life when it seems as if God has withdrawn his presence from us. We're left feeling alone and confused. St. John goes on, however, to explain that if we fully surrender ourselves to God, it's exactly at these low points that we have the greatest potential for spiritual renewal. Indeed, a journey through the dark night of the soul may actually be necessary if we are to truly embrace the wonder of our living God. As St. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, "Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me." We have all had times when we have felt a bit lost in our faith, the trials of life descend upon us, and we struggle to hold on to our faith. And it's at these times that the Psalms can be a great source of comfort and encouragement. We don't know the exact circumstances of Psalm 126. All we have are cryptic words in verse 4, "Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the streams of Negev." Something's happened. We don't know what, but it's evident that the people of Zion are feeling as if everything has been taken away from them. And yet the writer of the Psalms will not allow the people of Zion to dwell in this dark place of despair. I love how the psalm begins. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. The writer tells them not to dwell on present circumstances, but to remember that their God is a God of restoration, not desolation. And he invites them to rest in the comfort of knowing that God never has and never will abandon them. He assures them that the day will come when the tears will fade away like a dream. And then he calls them to remember the promises of God. And he assures them that those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. In 1874, the singing preacher Knowles Shaw wrote a hymn based on the final verses of Psalm 126. If you're currently struggling through a dark night, let this be your song today. Sowing in the sunshine, sowing in the shadows, fearing neither dark clouds nor winter's chilling breeze, by and by the harvest and the labor ended, and we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Going forth with laughter, sowing for the master, though the loss sustaineth, our spirit never grieves. When our weeping's over, he will bid us welcome, and we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, it is sometimes difficult to feel your presence in our lives, especially when we are overcome by grief, depression, fears, and are uncertain about the future. Give us your strength when we are feeling weak. Give us faith when doubts arise. And give us hope when despair threatens to overwhelm us. Help us to daily remember our baptisms and the love that you have for your children. We pray this in the name of the one who promised to be with us always, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.